This Peirik has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Basra Bisrol Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisroel ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
To dedicate a daf, a peirik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis, in Perek Chelek, we find kama statements, kama memoras from the great Rav Elazar. Let's try and go through some of them today, Bezuz Hashem Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara says, so the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol she'enu mahane tamidei chachamim min achasov, enu roye simin bracha li'oilam. A person who doesn't mahane tamidei chachamim, doesn't help out tamidei chachamim in Parnassa, so he won't see a simin bracha li'oilam. Shenemar ein srid la'ichloi, alkeim lo'yachol tuvai, ve'ein srid ala tamidei chachamim shenemar, ube srid ma'asher Hashem koire. It's one Gemara. Then the Gemara says, V'Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol she'enu mashayir pas al shulchanai. The person doesn't leave over bread on a shulchan. Ein avoye simin bracha le'olam. Never see a simin bracha. A person doesn't leave over bread. He doesn't see simin bracha. It's just very strong Russian. The Gemara says le'olam. He'll never see. We know Rav Yitzchak Chaim Zonnenfeld says in one place that when the Gemara says he won't see simin bracha, that's one type of a lashon. Then sometimes the Gemara says he'll never see simin bracha le'olam, and that's of course a much stronger lashon. That's a chlala for life. Shemar ain't srid la oichloi, akim la yakal tuvai. In fact, the Gemara akasha vahama abalazar kalamashaya ptitim al shulchanoi kiloi veda vaydazara. A person who leaves over bread on his table, it's as if he's being over the vaydazara. Shemar oichim la gad shulchan vahamalam minasach. There used to be a vaydazara, his name was God, and this vaydazara, they used to dafka leave bread for this vaydazara. They used to fill up a table for this vaydazara. So the Gemara akasha. To see the different prushim, but the pashim shat the Gemara means is that it's only a problem when there's a shlema together with pieces. When there's a shlema, a full loaf of bread together with pieces, and the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that he bidavka goes out and brings a full loaf of bread to a table that has already remaining pieces on the table. That's a problem, because why is he bringing a full loaf? He already has pieces of bread on the table. It must be he's bringing it for God. For this Aveda Zara, the lake is Shlema Bade. But when there's no Shlema, when there's no full loaf, and he just leaves over the pieces on the table, so that is of course not a problem. That of course is what the Gemara is talking about, that's for sure okay, and that's Mutter, and that's Adarab, but that's what a person should do. So let's see Bez Hashem today. These halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kufpei. And we'll go through a little bit, so let's get a little bit of the Paiskim, the Daf Shulchan Aruch on the Inyanim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kufpei, Kol Shemish Ein Mishayir Pas, Kol Shemish Ein Mishayir Pas Al Shulchan Aruch, Ein Rois and Brach Liyadim, brings down our Halacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, after a person, of course, should leave over bread on the table, you should leave over the slices on the table. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, our Halacha, the Loyavi Pashlema, you shouldn't bring a full loaf of bread. Now this is balanced the way Rashi learns the Sugya. Rashi learns that the problem is when a person has the petitim and he brings to the table, he has the pieces and he brings to the table a full loaf of bread. However, however, to leave over, that's a person should do, and that's what he does to Simon Brach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down three reasons then is why a person should leave over pieces and slices of bread at the end of a meal. One reason Mishnah Berurah brings down is he should have what to give to an ani. He should have enough of a bread. That's why a person should be mayrich on shulchan. He should have a long meal. So in case an ani will knock on the door, shulchan aruch, Mishnah Berurah says, he'll have what to give him. Therefore, he should leave over slices, sizable slices, to be able to give to an ani. That's why he should leave them over even until the end. Until the end of the meal, the possibility an ani might come. One reason Mishnah Berurah brings. Another reason Mishnah Berurah brings is that he should, is that he should be moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the toifa that he gave him. And when a person, imagine he sees the bread in front of him, he sees the food that he ate in front of him, it gives him a tremendous amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be able to have more of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the benching. And another reason down, another reason why the Mishnah Berurah brings down is the shame, the Magen Avraham, the shame, the Zoyer, that in order for bracha to be chal, bracha has to have some kind of a makam to be chal. Bracha can't be chal on nothing. It has to be chal on something. So therefore you have to leave over pieces at the end of the meal that the bracha should be chal on these pieces. Now, the mice of the Paiskin, Monday Paiskin, like Nidbru, other Paiskin bring down that since nowadays it's not very common for us to have aniyim that come to our meals or come afterward to our meals and take from the bread that was on our table. So therefore, although the Shartziyim brings down that the reason of ani, of leaving over these pieces of bread to be able to give taniyim to poor people, therefore you should leave over a sizable slice, a nice slice, to be able to give chaticha chashuva, a nice chashuva piece to an ani. But since it's not common for us to have aniyim that are coming to our table, and even if they would, the derekah probably wouldn't eat from leftover slices on our table, so therefore a person wouldn't have to leave over at the end of his meal, say the Paiskim, a nice sized slice in order to give to the aniyim, because it's not very common by us. However, he still has the other reasons that he wants the bracha chal, he wants to have bracha chal, he wants to have so he should still leave over on the table pieces of bread. Now, they don't have to be these nice, sizable pieces. The Poskim do speak out that they shouldn't be small, tiny crumbs. We know that in Hilchos Shabbos, after a person finishes his meal, the crumbs are, for all intents and purposes, vuksa. And the Poskim explain, because crumbs after a meal, person, nobody's going to eat these crumbs. So, for all intents and purposes, they have a status of dirt. Tziadua, B'Shem, Rav Moshe Feinstein, now in the time of Pesach, Mr. Moshe Feinstein, Tziadua, that Ramesha said that that's one of the reasons why crumbs and svarim, etc., a person doesn't have to be boidik for b'dikas chametz for crumbs, because crumbs, a person doesn't misyachet the crumbs as food at all. He looks at crumbs that it's just dirt. It doesn't have a status of food anymore. It's something that's so small. So therefore, to say that bracha could be chal in such a thing that people look at as dirt and say he's going to have a karsa toiv is very shver. So therefore, he should leave over size pieces, but they don't have to be the size of petite and big pieces to be able to give to aniyim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and the Mishnah Berurah says that going with the reasoning of aniyim, which of course connects us to the previous statement of Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar said, kol sheinu mahanim nechasav, that a person has to make sure he always gives food to Talmidei Chachamim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Gimel, that from the Shlah, that it's very nachan, it's very chashiv for a person to have aniyim at his table, always. And the Mishnah Berurah brings Bifrat, from the Shlah, Bifrat, that there used to be a concept of esentek. Used to be this concept of where there would be Talmidei Chachamim from the various yeshivas and the various shtetlach, and they had nowhere to eat. They didn't have dormitories in those days, so they used to eat by the various balabatim. And the Mishnah Berurah gives praise to this tremendous minig. He says that they're mekayim shnei tmidim. They have two meals a day, and on those two meals a day, they're mekayim the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. They're mekayim the mitzvah of divrei Torah on their shulchan. Mishnah Berurah is giving us a feel, and really, Rabbi Elazar is giving us a feel for what a table, a Yiddish table, is supposed to look like. It's supposed to be a table mali divrei Torah. It's supposed to be a table which is giving, which is also being mischashiv and thinking about others and thinking about the poor. Now, the Maisa, I know there was a certain Yid who, before he eats, every time before he eats, he puts a little bit of stock in the pushka for a certain yeshiva, and he asks that Rosh Yeshiva if that money can go dafka for their meals, etc. That's how a person should be kind to you. But one thing is clear, is Rabbi Elazar is giving us the feeling for how a Yiddish table is supposed to be looking. Now, the Red Bad brings down Rabbaz and Chelik Dalid, I think Simon Reish Aleph. Rabbaz brings down that there used to be a minig that when there would be bread on the table, a full loaf of bread, so because of this Gemara, as a result of this Gemara, they used to take that bread and they used to cut it up. They used to cut up that loaf because they didn't want to have on the table a full loaf, because it would look like the problem of our Gemara, that our Gemara seems to say that you're not supposed to leave over a full loaf. The Rabbaz very, very strongly argues with that minig. He says, number one, the only minig is if one brings to the table a full loaf when there already are petitim slices on the table. If there's slices on the table, why is he bringing a full loaf? Must be he's bringing it for this avodah zarah. But if there's a loaf there already, that's not a problem. Number one. Number two, he says the only problem is when there are, in addition to the fact of the only problem being that there's a problem of bringing the full loaf. That's one problem. But next, he also says the only problem is when there are already slices. So if there already are slices, and he's bringing a full loaf, this extra amount, that's also the problem. The third thing, says the Ridbaz, is the whole problem was back then, when they used to have this avodah zarah. He says, nowadays, b'chlal, we don't have this avodah zarah by us. And he said, this is the reason why the Rif, the Rambam, they don't bring this halakha down b'chlal. Because since we don't have this avodah zarah, it's lenu, so therefore, they're mashmit, they leave out this entire halacha. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch obviously doesn't go like that, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down this halacha, but certainly a person shouldn't add on to this halacha. And therefore, if the halacha was said that a person can't bring a shalom to the table, a full loaf of bread to the table that has slices on it, but if there already is a full loaf on the table, he need not cut it up. And Dafka says the Rabbi, he shouldn't cut it up. Because once he cuts it up, he shows that Kiilu, there's some mamushes to this Avodah Zarah, he's worried about this Avodah Zarah, and we know Bechlal doesn't exist this Avodah Zarah, so even if you want to keep with the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, which is the exact case of the Gemara where there were slices and he brings a full loaf, but certainly not to add on to this halacha that any full loaf on the table that he should have to cut up. And that certainly the Rabbis says the person need not do. Mishabura does bring down, however, that you're not allowed to bring a full loaf to the table that has slices. Also, you're not allowed to bring slices to a table that has a full loaf on it. And again, that's the issur. The issur is to bring to the table a full loaf, or bring to the table slices when there already are on the table the opposite. The Mishabur brings down from the Zayar that one should dafka, if there's nothing on the table, he should dafka bring a full loaf of bread to the table, which is Alpi, the Mishabur quotes from the Zayar, right? But to bring, but what if Mishabur brings down from the Prima Gadim that what happens if the table has on it already slices and a full loaf? Not that you're bringing to the table, but it's there. At the end of the meal, you have a full loaf of bread and you have slices on the table. So Mishabur brings from the Pribigadim, they shouldn't leave it on the table. And that's, in other words, the issue is not only not to bring the full loaf to the table that has slices, or not to bring the slices to a table that has a full loaf, but even if they're already on the table, a full loaf and slices, you should not leave it on the table. The issur is just the remaining of those things on the table. Now, the Mogen Avraham already says it's bemis mashma like that a bit in the Gemara. In Lashon Avraham Gemara was lekasha had the ika shleima badoi had the leika shleima badei, and also that's the lashon of Amavlaza call him a shayer petitim, one who leaves over bread. It's mashma the etzim, the actual fact that this bread is on the table. Not the bringing is the problem, but that's the fact that it's on the table. The bread, the full of the slices, that's what's the problem. However, Rashi in the Mishabura quotes from the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham quotes also from the Zayar, are quick to point out that that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that the yisr is to bring to the table, because when you're bringing the full loaf to the table, you're bringing the slices to a table that has already on it a loaf. It looks like you're bringing it for the purpose of this avodah zarah. So therefore, the Mishabura brings down the second sheet of Yesh Mekilim Medaber Shein Tzarich Lasir. You're allowed to leave it on the table if you have it already on the table, the full loaf and the slices. You're allowed to leave it on the table. Not like the Prima Gadim. Mishabura brings the Machlekes. It doesn't look like he's Machri. However, he says that on Shabbos, certainly, if you have slices on the table and you have a full loaf on the table and they're already there, you need not take it off, because everyone realizes it's being done the covered Shabbos. Now, Levush does say that you're not allowed to go specifically for Shabbos to bring a full loaf of bread to the table that has slices on it, the covered Shabbos. However, certainly, like Mishabura says, if it's on the table already, you could leave it on the table. See, I do have a shame, the Arizal, that a table on, that one should not leave on the whole table on Leil Shabbos, on the whole night, you shouldn't leave bread. You shouldn't leave the challah on the table the whole night. I heard from my Zayd, B'Shem Darizal, he used to say this, that you shouldn't leave it on the whole night. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, where he discusses the halachas of certain avodah zarahs and menachesh and other chukasayim dik halachas, he brings down, there was a certain minig that on the night before the bris, they used to put bread on the table, and they used to set it up on the night before the bris. And Shulchan Aruch brings down that this minig should be banned. This is, of course, in direct disregard of our Gemara, that our Gemara says that you shouldn't do it, because this is looks like you're setting up this table for this Avodah Zarah. However, the Shach is quick to point out that our minig of Avachnacht, which we make a Suda the night before the bris milah, many people have such a minig, they make a suda. That's, of course, not a stira to our Gemara, and that's okay. That's not a problem. That's a Suda Avodah and Shevach, and that's not a problem. That's not a stira to this Gemara. Kav Chaim brings down that this halacha of leaving over bread at the end of a meal is, if a person in the mashal were in yeshiva and there are many different tables, so Kav Chaim says each table has to leave over its own separate bread to have its own separate bracha shayra. That we understand also to feed the reason of Shevach and Haidah, a person has more Hakar Satoiv if he sees the bread in front of him than as opposed to some table down the hall in the cafeteria. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that this halacha of leaving over bread only applies to bread and does not apply to other meals such as an alamechia meal, such as as mezainis. He doesn't have to leave over mezainis. Now, it's yadua from the Tainis Arayvid. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld also brings down that, of course, the Arayvid used to say that the ikar tainis that a person can do is when he leaves over a little bit at the end of a meal, that last bite, that doesn't really do much for him, and that shows that he's working on his taivas. That from Yosef Chaim Vonnenfeld has a different inyan that a person perhaps would want to be makbid on. The Shulchan Aruch also in Sif Aleph says other halachas legabe at the end of the meal. He says that a person shouldn't take off the tablecloth at the end of the meal before he benches. He shouldn't take off salt is brought b'shem the shlaw. And the Mekubalim say that, of course, and the Gemara Bama said that the Shulchan is doimit to mizbeach, and I'll call korban chatak rav melech. Every korban has to have salt on it, and therefore your table, which, as we're getting the feel from Rabbi Lazar, what a Yiddish table is supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like a mizbeach. It's supposed to have divrei Torah. It's supposed to have bracha shayra. It's supposed to be a makim to be giving haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you should also leave the salt on the table, and you should leave the tablecloth on the table. And that is there's a machlekes. The mekubalim say that one should leave on the klipis and the atamis, the bones and the skins of the chickens, etc., on the table at the end of the meal. But it's a doer that the lavush brings down that fakir tafka le covet of benching, a person should really clean the table and should tafka be very neat. He should only leave on the bread and the salt and the tablecloth, as we said. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalid discusses how to get rid of these petitim after he benches. What does he do with these petitim? It's yadua from many places in Shas, in the Gemara in Brachas and Beis, the Gemara in Sakha Kutvid Aleph, the Gemara in Chulin Kofayim and Beis, that Gemara is a tremendous kpeda against being mevazik crumbs, against just taking crumbs and stepping on them. The Iker kpeda, Mishra Bruce says, is not to step and to be joyous on them, it's to be zoyin, it's kashal anias, it causes poverty. The Gemara in Chulin and Kofayim and Beis brings down a whole story that there was a certain malach that had no shlita against a certain individual who was very scrupulous and very medactic not to be mavazed the crumbs. Nowadays, what a person could do is he could take the crumbs. Certainly, he shouldn't just throw them onto the floor and step on them. He could take them and he could put them into. He should find maybe some kind of a plastic cup that's already in the garbage or something. Or if he wants to be more medactic, he could wrap it in a plastic bag or something. It's already in the garbage. If you find something that's already some kind of a plastic or paper in the garbage, that's also enough to just put it in there. At least he shouldn't be mavazit by throwing on top of it other things, etc. And this is an Indian which is, you see Chazal in many places where very medactic, and Shabur brings down also Api Kabbalah, there's a big Indian to be not mavazit the pas. It shows that a person is accepting of all of the toivis and the ashpas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, and he doesn't waste any of it. The Paiskim are makel, if the bread is moldy, that in such case, since it's not roi l'achila anyways, so then there's no issue of bizu ha'pas on such a type of bread. And see, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that a person, before he benches, he should cover the knives. Now you can l'chasli sasakim b'shas b'rechaz amazin. However, on Shabbos and Yontif, we don't have this minig. The Paiskim bring down two reasons why. One reason why he has to cover the knives is because Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah says that barzel, knives are made of metal, and metal is something that reminds us of a cherev, of a sword, which is makatzer, the days of a person, which shorten the days of a person, and of course the table of a person, as we said many times already, that is daimet to a mizbeach, that's something that brings life to a person. You see, with a person, a Yiddish table, he creates bracha, he makes brachas, he's moided to a kaddish bracha, he gives food to andiyim on his table. And that lengthens his life. So it's not roi while he's that he should have during the shas benching, during the shas bracha itself, that he should have the knives on the table. He should dafka cover the knives. It's enough to cover the knife. He doesn't have to bring it off, the Shulchan Aruch says. Another reason brought down is there was a person who was so devastated from the bracha of Bayne Yerushalayim that when it came to the shas Bayne Yerushalayim, he killed himself. Now, the price can bring down that, according to the first reason, a plastic knife wouldn't be a problem, because a plastic knife is not metal. However, the maisa, there's a makam api, the second reason to be machmir, it's also a makam be makel, if he can't cover it for whatever reason. So on plastic, okapanim, there's a makam to be makel. This minig, the Reza Chaim Zonnenfeld, is only by birchas hamazon, not by alamichya, of the agam that it has mentioned in alamichya of Bnei Yerushalayim, but the story that took place, especially only took place in benching, and therefore The inyan was only by benching that a person needs to cover it. On Shabbos, we're not noyik to cover, and Yantif, we're not noyik to cover. It's interesting, the Stam on Purim, a person should be noyik to cover because of the mice in the Gemara Megillah brings down Dav Zayin, that Shachtei Rav Zeiron. Perhaps, you know, maybe that knives on the table during Purim is not a very safe thing. And just to mention one other Gemara that Rabbi Lazar brought down, Ram Rabbi Lazar, Kobayish Shein Divrei Torah Nishpayim Boi Belayla Eishech Latzai. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Gemara brings down an interesting insurance policy that a person who doesn't learn Torah in his house has to, at night, the Gemara says he has to worry that his house will be eaten by a fire. That's interesting. We explain this Gemara as an insurance policy. Rashi's mashma that the fire below, and so Samus says this. Samus is the fire really is a punishment to the person. Rashi's lashon is the lemisha roba ein of sheisri balai. It's a tiny on the balabayas that if he's not learning Torah, then he's right to be burnt. However, what's mashma the Yad Ramah is really like we're saying, and so is lashon the Maral, that it's an insurance policy, that the house is ready to be burnt, because the night time, says the Maral, is a time that a person is allowed to sleep. However, the house is something that has to have constant Torah in it. So a person has to have Torah in his house in order to have that insurance policy. Now, why Bamis the importance of learning Torah dafka at night? So the Rambam, Kenes Mavur, Shulchan Aruch brings down in Ilchos Talmud Torah in Reish Mem Vav, says, Avapisha mitzvah lumbaid beyoim belaila. A person has to learn day and night. Ain't adam loimed, right chachmasa el belaila. The most of the Torah that he learns is by night. Lafikach mishroitzel liskais bekesa Torah should be yazarin kolei loisav. He has to learn every night. As the priest explains, every night means even the nights in the summertime when the days are much longer and the nights are much shorter. He even has to make sure he learns in those nights. And we'll add that even in the summertime there's maybe even more of a mechayiv when a person has off and he has vacation. That he has much even more of a mechayiv to learn Torah. And maybe the chiddush is the other way. Even in the winter, where he's not on vacation, even in those nights where he's tired after working a whole day, even then he has to learn. And he shouldn't waste any of these nights. Now, it's interesting, the Mashra brings down two pshatim in this the Gemara. One pshat the Mashra says, the lashon of the Gemara is that a house that you can't hear the Divrei Torah is right to Sreifa. So the Mashra says, why? During the daytime, it's like the Mashra, we understand that it's hard to hear because there's people in the house, there's noises, there's voices, it's hard to hear the Divrei Torah in the house. But at night, there's not as many people around and there's not as many voices around. So if we're not hearing the voice of Torah, then this house is right for Sreifa, Chalila. Mashal brings another pshat, which is a very sadistic pshat, and Mashal says that the Gemara is referring to a person who works during the day, a balabais, and he works during the day, so therefore, for a balabais who works during the day, he has to make sure that the Torah is being learned at night, and that the house is, the sounds of Torah are being heard at night. But of course, says the Mashal, that a person who doesn't work during the day, he learns during the day, and he's a younger man, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Kalu younger man. So such a person, of course, that house, the insurance policy on that house is to make sure that there's Torah being learned always, constantly in that house. Now, it's important to bring out that the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Vav, Seif Chaf Beis, says that if a person wants an insurance policy on his learning, if a person learns in a base knesset, he learns in a shul base medrash, so then it's an insurance policy on his learning, that he won't forget his learning. And that's not a steerer to the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and two sifim later brings down, that a person also, if he's not going to learn in his house, then he has to be afraid that his house is not insured from fire. Of course, the person has to balance both of these. Of course, it's important the person learns in the base medrash because it's much easier and it's much less distractions, and it's also much of the school of what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. At the same time, he has to make sure he learns in his house that the walls, like Rabbi Lazar is teaching us, what a table looks like, what a house is supposed to look like, what a Yishuv house is supposed to look like, it's supposed to be drenched and saturated with Torah. The last nakuda that we see from this Marshal and Bemis from the Gemara is the Marshal is saying that this Gemara is a limud in Kriyasitim Batayra. It's a limud in how a person has to set up his day. Marsha says that a person who works during the day, so he has to make sure that all the nights are used for learning. That's what the Gemara is talking about. There's a story, a famous Maisa. There's once a younger man, Rav, Rav Henkin, Chazadik Levracha, once walked into a shul and he asked this younger man, he asked him, what does he do? So this younger man told him that he has some makolot or whatever. So he says to him, no, what do you do about learning? When do you learn? How do you make a living? It's when do you live? So this younger man answered him, when to dot sight learned me. When this time I learn. Rav Henkin used to say that this special younger man, this very, very special younger man, he defined the chiyuv of Talmud Torah in his four words. In these four words, he described the entire chiyuv of Talmud Torah. This younger man was none other than the Helik HaChazanish. HaChazanish, it was so meductic in his lashon that whenever this time he learns, what does that mean? The person has to work during the day. So then during that time, during the day, of course, he's Isaac in a different mitzvah of Nasasav, it's not the Be'amuna, that he has to be Isaac in the mitzvah of being Mepharnes his Mishpacha and being Mepharnes himself. But whenever this time he learns, and just like we understand, if a person needs to do his bodily functions, needs to eat, etc., all the different things, so then he's not able to necessarily be learning in a base medrash, he's Isaac in the mitzvah, he has to do his kiblat vayim, etc., he won't be able to learn, but all other times he's learning. And that bemis is really what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kufnun Vav, Sivkatan Dalid. Excuse me, Kufnun Hey, Sivkatan Dalid. Says Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah English here Chiyuv Kol Hayoyim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the same four words, Kol Zman Sheyesh Leipnai. So whenever a person has free time, he has to learn. There's no such thing as free time, and really that's what we see here from the Marsha, that the Balabas is unable to work. Excuse me, unable to learn during the day. He's Isaac in a different mitzvah. So then once he's finished with that mitzvah, back to the base mitzvah, that's the lashon of the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.